A big winter sports event kicked off over the weekend in Thompson Pass. Tailgate Alaska is celebrating its 10th anniversary, but not everyone is in a joyful mood. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, some Thompson Pass enthusiasts are not happy after the Alaska Department of Natural Resources granted a land use permit to event organizers. They hope to appeal the decision.
For 10 days each spring, skiers and riders from around the globe gather for Tailgate Alaska to learn how to safely live out the excitement and adventure of real life free riding. Here, it is all about the access.
When you go to the Tailgate Alaska website, this is the first video you will see. If you click on the link about tickets, you will find another video of Tailgate Alaska founder Mark Sullivan telling you what activities come with a ticket.
Safety. We have an 8-man rescue team who are on call at all hours of daylight to basically scrape you out of the mountains if you do make a mistake while accessing the terrain here at Tailgate. The third thing is entertainment.
It also includes the amenities.
Things like Wi-Fi, garbage service, and porta-johns right here in the middle of the backcountry on Thompson Pass.
In its 10 years of existence, the festival, known for its skiing, snowboarding, and other winter sports, has been criticized by residents and nearby Valdez. Those concerns grew after the Division of Mining, Land, and Water of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources recently granted a 4-year land use permit to Tailgate Alaska organizers.
My reaction was devastated. The state has decided to reward their failure.
Lisa Wax is a longtime Thompson Pass enthusiast and has been involved with events in the area like the World Extreme Skiing Championships from the 90s. Like most of Tailgate's critics, she says she has concerns about the event's lack of a safety plan.
Skiers might be skiing up a mountain and one of these people that just doesn't have the experience gets on a snow machine and starts cutting up above them and just doesn't have the background of avalanche safety, oftentimes never been on a snow machine or in the backcountry at all.
Other concerns include environmental impacts on the area and the lack of economic impact on Valdez. Now, Wax and others are appealing the permit.
You know, they're staying 30 miles outside of Valdez. They come in with their trailers and campers all packed. You know, they're bringing in their food and their fuel. And as several folks indicated in the comments, they have very little interest in Valdez and only use the town on an absolute desperate basis.
The permit allows organizers to hold the event for 10 days between March 15th and April 15th near Worthington Glacier on Thompson Pass. They can allow an unlimited number of people into the festival. They are responsible for snow removal, creating parking spaces, and setting up and cleaning up the area after they are done.
The general public that comes to recreate and hang out in the area, that's kind of no different than anywhere else in Alaska, is you're responsible for your own actions.
Clark Cox is the South Central Regional Manager of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water. He says DNR gets complaints about events like Tailgate Alaska all the time, even though they are not responsible for what goes on within them.
In a lot of ways, we rely on those folks to kind of be the eyes and the ears. We can't possibly be in every remote location where we issue every easement, every permit, every lease. So that's where someone letting us know what they've seen, take some pictures, document it, send it to us, and let us do our evaluation on this side with that permit or lease or easement holder. That's how the system works.
Wax and others have 20 days from the time that the permit was issued to submit comments to DNR Commissioner Andrew Mack. If the appeal is successful, the permit will be revoked. KCHU attempted to contact Tailgate Alaska founder Mark Sullivan about the permit issue via phone, but was unable to leave a message due to the voicemail box being full. An email message was sent to an address posted on the Tailgate Alaska Facebook page, but was not returned in time for this story. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.